Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Our homegrown left back, George Bello, who joins us on the morning show on the WaitForIt.com hotline. George, Willie P. and Hugh here with you. How are you?
George.
What's up? How are you guys?
Pretty good. So, George, I got to ask you, man, what was going through your mind after you unleashed that shot and then squared the crossbar? What was in your head at that point?
Oh, well, for sure, I thought it was going in. So it was a shock that I did it, of course. But, I mean, it was an unlucky play. You know, had a few thoughts about it after the match. But try to move on for that and just try to get a better result against Cincy on Thursday.
Well, I'll tell you what. My bad, Willie P., but we were going through it. Like, we were texting each other. We were doing the little group text thing. And, yeah, man, we just thought that thing was going in. And when it hit the bar, my man Abe had a fit. Tough shot.
Yeah, it was just unlucky. Hopefully we'll get it next time.
It's a long road back for you, man. I know that you kind of fought it, the concussion symptoms early on, and obviously the injury last season. It's been a while since you've been out there with the first team in a competitive match like this. How gratifying did it feel to be out there and to play as well as you did?
Yeah, even though like it was a disappointing loss, it felt like really good for me individually because, like you said, I've been out for a while. I haven't been able to get minutes with the first team like that in such a long time. So, in a way, like it was a really good step forward for me as an individual, like soccer player, after everything I've been going through. So, yeah, I'm really satisfied with that. And I feel like I had a solid performance. Of course, a lot of things could have been better. But I'm really happy that I'm back and kind of doing my thing regarding playing with the first team and getting minutes with them.
Talking with Atlanta United's George Bello here, Atlanta United left back. Looking at kind of the way that you guys had to get yourselves back to square, what exactly was the most difficult part of getting back to play? Because I know at times early on, you could tell there was some rust.
Mm-hmm. I think the most difficult thing was trying to get back that real game fitness, because obviously we weren't allowed to scrimmage any like other teams or have any friendlies before. We just had to basically just try to play ourselves, and it's not really like a real kind of game situation. So I'd say the hardest part is just trying to get that real game fitness back and getting that real sharpness back, because obviously there will be rustiness and stuff like that that we haven't played in a while. But I feel like that will just come, and hopefully be all back for the Cincy. But yeah, I think just getting back to the game fitness is the most important.
We're talking to George Bello on Sports Radio 929 The Game. That was a tough loss Saturday, no question about that. But as much as you can tell us, what did Frank DeBoer say to the team after that? And what did he say about the group stage and as you go forward?
Yeah, I mean, he obviously said it was a disappointing loss and that he's not fully disappointed in the way we played, though. Like he said that he liked our attitude towards the game, even though we went down really early, and that we just need to keep moving forward. And we have to obviously look at the things that we need to work on, things that we didn't do well, and then just use those to improve ourselves. So, I mean, he says we need to keep looking forward and just try to get points against Cincy and just try to get points against Columbus and just keep moving forward, because, I mean, we weren't really rattled. Like, I feel like we're still in a good spot, and I feel like the group and the team is still in a good spot with great attitude, so we should be good.
You mentioned the shot that hit the crossbar, George, and I know that result aside, it was disappointing, but how encouraged were you by the fact that it seemed like in the second half you guys got better of the chances and you really kind of dictated the run of play?
Yeah, it was good. Like I said, we just kept our attitudes high. Even going down that early can be really tough. And just sometimes, like, teams can just put their head down, and then from there it can be a blowout if the team scores that early. But like I said, we had a good attitude, just try to keep ourselves in the game. And we just had to have that mentality throughout the whole match instead of waking up maybe in the fourth minute when they score. So just keep being that, having that consistency, or to where, like, we're away from the first second so that we don't go down like that ever again. So just having that attitude of consistency from the beginning to the end of the match.
Sports Radio 929 The Game. We're talking to George Bello on Atlanta's number one sports station. So, George, 9 o'clock kickoff. Well, yeah, 9 o'clock kickoff this Thursday. How does that differ for you guys as opposed to more of a regular evening start?
Yeah, it's a really early game. We actually have training today at 8 a.m., so we've been practicing in the morning the past few days, trying to get used to it. So it's an early game, but, I mean, early games for both teams, so we just got to suck it up and just try to do what we can do. So, I mean, it's not in our control, so we just got to move with it and try to play our best.
When was the last time you played a match that early?
Dude, I don't even know, man. Probably like our youth tournament. I was like in U16.
It's certainly an adjustment, and not only that, but you know, this is kind of the closest thing that we get, at least domestically here, to a World Cup. The fact that you have such a condensed schedule, 3 games in a 10-day span. What has Frank DeBoer done with you guys to try and ensure that you guys stay fresh, rotate? I know that he probably left some guys out of the selection roster on Saturday night because he wanted to try and save some guys for Thursday as well as next Tuesday. What has he told you as far as trying to not only conserve energy but keeping the eyes on the goal at hand?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, because obviously the weather is really humid out here, and obviously we haven't been able, or no one in terms of been able to get full game fitness. So, I mean, yeah, he says it's going to be important that we have a rotation. He said it's going to be important that everyone's ready at all times. So it's just that's probably the main point he said, just to be ready at all times, because we're going to need everyone in this type of tournament. So, I mean, yeah, there probably will be rotation, and if there is, good. If there's not, good. I mean, just everyone just needs to be ready.
George Bello, Atlanta United left back, joining us here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. So you already faced FC Cincinnati once this season. How does that change your preparation? How do they look different? What have you seen from them preparing for them on Thursday?
Yeah, we haven't actually looked at them specifically as a team yet, but we're going to start preparing for them this morning, obviously. So, I mean, I feel like we're in good hands. I mean, we're, like I said, the mentality with the team is really good. We're motivated to just go back out there and prove what we can do and just move forward from the first game and just build on what we did wrong and just be able to get the points against them.
George, what's bubble life been like? How have you been occupying your time?
Bubble life.
He
called it
good.
Bubble
life. You know, the first couple of days, I was like, wow, this is really real right now. But, I mean, I'm kind of getting used to it. Been playing PlayStation, playing cards with the boys. There's a lounge where you can play table tennis. There's TV here. I mean, it's just like regular hotel life. Well, not regular, but, you know, just the hotel life, basically. But, yeah, getting through it, for sure. I mean, it's something you can get used to.
So what you been playing on PS4?
I play FIFA, GTA, and 2K.
So did you beat Franco?
I haven't played Franco, nah.
Franco Escobar is like the man on the sticks when it comes to FIFA.
Okay, gotcha. I thought you were talking about GTA.
You can ask him about GTA.
Oh no, I thought they were talking about GTA because I know a lot of the people play online now GTA. I was playing, but yeah, I don't like to play online. It gets a little real online.
Yeah, I played a Call of Duty the first day, but I'm just some trash at that. So
again. No, you know that's the thing about Call of Duty. If you don't play, like if you're not up on the newer games, and you try to jump in late, yeah, you're gonna get murked. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, you're gonna get murked.
You feel the team has gotten close together as a result of kind of being in this condensed format and in this bubble situation?
Yeah, for sure, for sure. I mean, we have no other choice but to see each other every day and almost every other hour. So, I mean, yeah, I feel like we've definitely gotten closer, and which is a good thing. So it makes us even more together on the field. So it's been good. It's been good.
Well, we like seeing the hometown guy succeed. We hope that everything is still going well for you guys down in the bubble, and we hope you guys bring us back a victory on Thursday with all 3 points.
All right, for sure. Thank you, guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.